and they use 7% of the world's total consumption of oil, they've now surpassed Japan as the number one importer of oil. That's how big China's economy has become.
That's a big wow. I had no idea it had gone that quickly. And I suppose it would be possible, Joseph, to project, as China industrializes, which they're now rapidly doing, what it'll look like 5 or 10 or 20 years from now.
Well, you know, or just their consumption of oil has increased 30% in the last year, and I think that's probably one of the most basic underlying causes of why we've seen energy move up as significantly as it has.
I hadn't even thought of that. I'm always, of course, like everybody else, concentrating on the Middle East and OPEC and so forth and so on. I never even considered China. China, did you say they've increased their oil use by 30%
in
the last
1 year?
One year?
Yes.
That's incredible, Joseph.
Incredible is right, Art.
Yes. Well, as I said, if you project and look at five years or 10 years from now, where does that leave the world oil market?
I don't even want to think about it.
You know, some would say that we're in a war now because of oil. I don't know if I would say that. I perhaps suspect it certainly has something to do with oil. I don't know. But, gee, 5 years from now, or 10 years from now, the whole world could be aflame because of oil, couldn't it?
I think that's a very good possibility, and I think if things even stay stable to somewhat of a point, we're going to see significantly higher energy prices in the U.S. I read in the paper this morning the truckers out in California protesting $2.50 a gallon fuel costs.
Yes.
They had a rise of 36 cents a gallon just in 2 weeks.
Yes.
And it's currently now 56 cents a gallon higher than the national average.
Yes.
Where is this going to end? I wish I had the answer.
Well, that was going to be my question for you, Joseph. Obviously, prices are on the rise. And even looking at the short term, Joseph, what does it look like will happen?
Well, oil, Art, hit $40.42 a barrel in 1990, and that would be the equivalent in today's dollars of $57.27 a barrel. Crude oil makes up approximately about 48% of the price of a gallon of gas. I believe we're going to see oil move significantly higher, and I've got a target for oil probably in the next 3 years, $65 a barrel.
My God.
I hope I'm wrong, but that's where I think oil can go.
And if oil did go there, I'm a veteran, as many in the audience are, of the 70s oil crisis.
Yes.
If it were to go to that price, what would it be like? I mean, people a lot of times, Joseph, don't stop and think that the goods and services that move across America on these 18-wheelers that are so prolific on our highways, they all depend on the price of diesel.
Yes.
Which is the price of oil, really. And if it goes up past a certain point, this begins to tip the whole U.S. economy, doesn't it?
You are absolutely right, and I think this is one of the reasons why we've seen grocery prices just in the last 3 years go up 50%.
My wife has noted that. She comes back from the grocery store and goes, oh, my God, you should see the prices. And that's because of all the costs involved in, you know, for example, we're out here in the middle of the desert. Everything is trucked in or it doesn't get here, pretty much.
Yes.
So we're dependent on these guys to keep driving their trucks. And I don't know, the independent truck driver, for example, at what point does he get squeezed out of the game altogether?
I think he's being squeezed out of the game, or quite frankly, right now.
Uh-huh. And then at some point past that, the larger corporations that you might think more easily would absorb the increase in oil or gas prices, they'll get in trouble too, won't they?
Eventually they have to.
So are we going to see $3 gas this summer? Are we going to see $3 gas within a year?
I think eventually, Art, we see $4 a gallon gasoline, very similarly to what they've been paying, as you know, in Europe for many years.
Yes. Yes. Will that price be reflected by the fact that we start taxing gas and oil at equivalent rates with Europe, or are we going to arrive there based on the price of a barrel of oil?
I think, quite frankly, Art, it's going to be a combination of both of those factors.
How will our economy be sustained if that were to occur, Joseph?
Well, as you know, in the 1970s, and I was certainly around those days, and I had a gas-guzzling Cadillac that had a 26-gallon gas tank, and when I bought the car, gas was 40 cents a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 3 years later, we had gas at $1 a gallon, which everybody thought was outrageous, and where I filled up that tank for a little over $10, it was now costing me over $25.
Right.
So, and I remember, as I'm sure you do, when you used to go in and buy the gas with odd and even license plates, and you could get 10 gallons.
I remember fist fights, Joseph. I remember I had just a little inconvenience. Well, actually, a fair amount of inconvenience would break into fist fights over gasoline. Some people listening will not remember that, but I can assure you it occurred.
Yes, it did.
And you think this would be much worse?
I think it has to be much worse. I think we have more cars on the road now than ever before. We have more vehicles burning tremendous amounts of gasoline. And I think one of the major problems is we haven't built a refinery in the United States in 15 years. So we have limited capacity to refine crude oil into gasoline and diesel and heating oil. We don't have the refining capacity, even if we were to get OPEC to increase the production.
And then, of course, there are questions about how much oil there actually is even left for the world to consume. And when peak oil has occurred, some are suggesting peak oil could have already occurred.
I think that's a very good possibility.